Dear friends, on this great solemnity of Mother Mary, her Assumption, I want to start with the question, why is Mary so great? We know she's held as, especially for us as Catholics, as this magnificent woman who is so special and so prominent and so important. What makes her great? She simply, when God asked her to do something, said, "May it be done the way you want it." That she was open simply to do what the Lord, and to trust that the Lord knew what was best and to do it. This is profound. What do we think in our world today is greatness? Those who are movie stars, right? Those that are wealthy. She wasn't a George Soros that made billions of dollars. She was a humble, simple young woman that heard God's word, his instruction, and said, "May it be done according to your word." Even though she didn't fully imagine what that would take. So this is the example that Jesus gives. So as the woman said, "Well, blessed this woman who the womb that carried you and the breast that you nursed at." And he said, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and act on it." This is the call for all of us, because Mary's our model, right? So how are we seeking greatness? Do we seek it being popular or getting the praise of others? I know it's a great danger for priests and for myself. We all like to be liked. And you know, as moms and dads, when you discipline your kids, sometimes you're told you're the worst person in the world. The easier way would be to say, "Go do whatever you want." But we know it's not the best thing. So for a priest, what is his vocation? Mary's call was to be the mother of the living God. A priest's call is to be a shepherd. We hear it often in the scriptures, what a shepherd's supposed to do, to nurture, to feed. We hear Jesus' words to Peter. "Peter, do you love me? Tend my flock. Feed my sheep." That isn't always an easy task, because one's not always liked. And sometimes to do what is easiest for me is the worst thing for my people, because my vocation is to nurture and guide so that we're ready for heaven, that we're doing the will of God in our lives. The vocation of married life is to be open to the new life that God gives, and then to raise their children in the faith. So Mary had to teach Jesus the ways of the faith. She had to nurture him, love him, just like you that our parents have to do, so that he was ready for his mission. And so this example of Mary, of being the greatest woman we know, simply by saying, "Okay, God, whatever you ask, I will do." That's simple. It's just not easy always. And I'm saying this because I need your prayers and I want you to know what's going on. Over the last couple years, realizing that the children in religious ed many times aren't seen at the weekend masses. And it's not because the kids choose not to go. It's because their parents don't go. And I'm charged with not just teaching the kids, but everyone, the families, helping families. And so maybe you read the newsletter and saw it my reference to a change to the religious ed program, that I'm going to teach the parents once a month the lessons for their children, and the parents, now knowing the faith, are to hand it on to their children. This Wednesday, I'll be meeting with all the parents and hopefully most all the children as well to go over this. And it's different. And there might be some that want to find an easier way. I want you to pray as a parish family. I believe in all my heart, because it's the last thing, in a sense, that I want to do, because it'd be a lot easier to just let the kids be dropped off and go to their classes for the 45 minutes or so and then go home. But I don't think that's best. I don't think that's forming them in the faith and helping their families be holy, being like Mary, to do what God asks. And we know that God speaks through his scriptures and through his church. So I'm calling the whole parish to pray about this, to be a part of this, to assist in this, to help us as a parish keep what's most important, primary. And the first and most important thing is to hand on the faith, to live the faith, to practice it as true children of God. Let us ask Mary to assist us. Let us beg her for her heart, so that this year may be a growth in understanding, a growth of attendance, that this Mass would be full, because we have those families that are not coming to be nourished will learn and do so. And for those of you that have faithfully done this, I commend you, and I beg you to assist in any way that you're able or called to help the whole parish family to grow in deepening of friendship with God and fidelity like Mary. That's where our greatness comes. We are preparing for eternity, not just retirement. Let us walk together. Let us pray together. Let us learn our faith together. And let us enjoy not just following what is required, but celebrating this great gift of where we get to receive the very gift of God himself, like Mary, and carry him within our bodies, temples of the Holy Spirit. We are invited to do that, and you have done that very well. But let us pray for our brothers and sisters that whose hearts need to be stirred aflame, and I pray that they respond abundantly to this new formation program. Our parish attendance has been small for the last months. I hope it's just because there's a lot of good summer weather, but I fear that it might be more than that. And the Lord has put deeply on my heart, this is the way to try to remedy that. So, dear friends, let us prepare our hearts. Let us prepare our souls and our bodies to receive the gift of God as Mary did, by saying to God, do it according to your word, according to your will, as he offers to us his Son in the Holy Eucharist.